This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Can build cities, can transform the world, and rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
Willis.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Souf.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souf on 1080 The Fan.
What?
All right, nice to have you along. It's our second hour of radio broadcast today. Isaac and Souf, that's right. On the air since before Cooper Flagg was born.
Yes. Broadcast excellence. Hey, broadcast.
Broadcasting.
Capable?
Broadcast capable.
Yeah, I like that. Broadcast capable.
So we got a couple of big sports headlines that have moved the needle today. One is that Deion Sanders just got paid.
Fourth highest coach in college football.
He's the fourth highest coach? Like, smokes a lot of weed or?
I don't think he's a drinker or a smoker.
No.
I think he's a man of the Lord.
So you mean highest paid coach?
Do you believe?
Yeah. A lot of dough. $10 million a year.
$54 million. I mean, I don't know what to make of this.
Are you
one.
Speechless?
Well,
I want
to give Deion his flowers. Because,
I mean, you kind of got to pay him, don't you?
Well, yeah.
You want to keep him. But does this keep him?
Here's my thing. This is my bold take. This ends poorly with Colorado.
I don't think it's that bold.
This will not end well. I understand why you did it. I understand why you felt like you had to do it, right? But here's a guy that took over just a dog-esque program, right? And Colorado was in bad shape. But I would make the argument that there were good bones there. Right? Colorado has been good. Colorado has won a national title. It's not as if Colorado has been ass forever. You should be able to have some success there, but they weren't. They sucked. And he came in and took that over. And the first year was there, didn't do anything other than
he's 4-8.
He had some excitement, but they were a bad football team. And then
but the excitement was a big deal, man.
It was.
Because that led to all the transfers and it led to some, you know, them selling tickets and them going viral and him being that, you know, that's. As 4-8 seasons go, that's probably the best 4-8 season of all time.
Yeah, I can see that.
Not even kidding.
But And then you went 9-4, which is nice. That's a nice record, right? To go and
well,
do
yeah.
that.
I mean, come on.
I want to be fair because I want to pull up the schedule here, because I remember going through this. There wasn't a lot of quality wins, and he also had his son, who is going to be a top three pick, and he had one of the better, maybe the best two-way player we've ever seen in college football, in Travis Hunter. And you won 9 games, and let me pull it again. I want to be fair. So this is let me ask you where is your marquee win? So you beat North Dakota State barely, got drilled by Nebraska. You beat Colorado State. You beat a crappy Baylor team in overtime. You beat UCF, lost to Kansas State. You beat a bad Arizona team. You beat Cincinnati. You beat Texas Tech. You beat a Utah team that was dog mess. You got boat raced by Kansas. And then you bludgeoned Oklahoma State, who again was having an awful year. And then you got boat raced by BYU in the bowl game.
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't one in there, really.
There's not a good, you
Texas
know.
Texas Tech?
Right? Maybe. I mean,
but they were picked, I mean, to be
they,
fair.
They were picked bad.
They were picked 11th in the Big 12.
Yes.
And they finished fourth?
I think they finished fourth or fifth. Again, 9 wins is a nice year. And so I understand what you're doing. You are selling tickets. You are relevant. You matter. People care. But you just gave him $54 million. You just gave him $10 million at a school that doesn't have seemingly all the resources in the world. And I think it is very fair to ask someone that doesn't recruit high school at all, says he's not interested in it, continually changes over his roster so there's not a lot of continuity, continues to change over his coaching staff without any sort of continuity, that you're 2 years into this, and really the highlight is you get a lot of clicks and you beat some bad Big 12 teams. Is it fair for me to say that you just made him the fourth highest paid coach in football? One, you aren't the fourth best coach in college football. This isn't something that is really deserved, but I understand why they did it. And again, I'm just going to say that in 2 or 3 years, my prediction is that this ends poorly in Colorado, that this contract will not age like wine. It will age like bread.
Like, what's the guy's name from Michigan State that went to?
Mel Tucker.
Yeah. Like, is it going to be like the Mel Tucker contract?
You know, Michigan State gave him all of that money to go from Colorado to Michigan State, and they had the 1 year in the transfer portal. And Mike Norvell is this way too. Remember,
yeah,
we've seen this where teams that are rebuilt in the transfer portal, you can strike lightning in a bottle. Mike Norvell did it. Mel Tucker did it. We've seen some teams do it. What we haven't seen is a team that relies, and it's early on, so maybe, you know, down the road, maybe this changes. I just do not feel that the way he is doing this is a sustainable model. And next year, if Colorado goes back in a very average Big 12 to being a 4 or 5 win team, are you going to sit around and be like, what the hell are we paying $10 million for? Other than, well, he makes you relevant because he is a force of nature when it comes to press.
I guess I would ask, what would you do if you're in charge at Colorado? Your hands are tied.
Your hands are
probably tied. I mean, you can't get rid of him.
No.
You have to give him, I don't know about $10 million, but I'm guessing he wanted a pretty penny.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He's not stupid.
No.
He knows his value. So
he probably held you over a barrel.
Well, yeah. Because you want to keep him.
Yeah.
He's the best thing that's happened to you since freaking Rashad Salaam. And I'm not kidding.
No. No. I mean, it's probably fair to say that he has been...
Rashawn Salaam? Rashad or Rashawn?
I think it's Rashawn.
Let's go to Will on this. Do you even know who that is?
Nope.
Heisman Trophy winning?
He was.
Did he win the Heisman?
He was the running back.
I was in high school, so.
Yeah, I'm not going to know that. Like, my Heisman Trophy starts at Matt Leinart.
Rashawn.
Oh, wow. Rashawn Salaam. Yeah, he was the running back for Colorado when they won it.
Yes.
Or when they, did they win it?
They did not win
it. Or no, that was the year that, that was Eric, the Joey year, wasn't it?
What?
Was that the Joey? No, or was that, that was before
is
the
Joey. Is that Neuheisel as the coach?
No, McCartney.
They
right?
won a national title with Darian Hagan as their quarterback and Eric Bieniemy, and then the
that's right.
And then this next version, the Rashawn Salaam, that was, they won a Heisman Trophy, and that was around that time where they had Cordell Stewart and they had Michael Westbrook, and that was in the old, the big Nebraska rivalry
days.
That's
in the 90s, yes. Right?
Yes.
And then in 2001, they were really good, the Joey year, where you had Nebraska, and you know all that. And I don't remember who was on that team then.
That would have been...
But they had, they were good, man.
They were good.
They had a good program.
Yes. By the way, Rashawn Salaam dead.
What?
Yeah, he passed away.
What happened? What happened to my man?
He died. Let's look and see this. I do remember when I saw this. I was like, yeah, he passed away. 2016, 42-year-old Salaam was found dead. City Park. Autopsy was performed. Possible suicide. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Gunshot wound to the head.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, he was really, his blood alcohol or content was 3 times the legal limit. And he had,
makes me sad.
And he had a bunch of THC in his system.
Yikes.
They did not consent to the test that would have revealed. That was, they wanted his brain for the CTE bank, and the family said no. So they declined to have his brain tested, but he did suffer through really bad depression. So, look, at 42, you're battling that depression. You committed suicide, drugs. You know, it's, he might have been dealing with something, but the family wasn't interested.
Can you name their quarterback from the year Joey beat them in the Fiesta Bowl? Because I just looked this up.
Their quarterback. I'm trying to think.
Exactly.
No, I do remember because I was getting recruited by Colorado. They had a Buckus Award-winning linebacker, Matt Russell, I believe. Colorado was good. When I was in high school and then coming out, Colorado was a big deal.
Well, that year they had Bobby Purify.
Oh, I do remember Bobby Purify. He was the running back.
Yep.
42, I believe.
Donald Strickland was on the defense.
I don't remember who the quarterback was.
Yeah.
Am I going to kick myself?
Or no, you're not. Because I'm like, what? Bobby Pesavento?
Doesn't ring a bell. That was their quarterback?
Yeah.
I would have assumed I would have known who their quarterback was. Because, I mean, you mentioned Bobby Purify. I'm like, I remember that.
They had two. Craig Oakes, does that name?
That does not ring a bell.
Ring a bell. He played 7 games, and Bobby Pesavento played 9 that year.
What year is that?
2001. That's the year they lost to Joey in the Fiesta Bowl. Our friend Joey.
Well, I'll be damned, dude. I don't. I would have thought I would remember that better than I did.
38-16 the final. Anyway, what were we talking about? Colorado.
Anywho.
What would you have done if you're in charge of Colorado? You got to lock him up.
I guess you got
to. And that's the going right. It's like a quarterback that you know is pretty good.
Yeah, you don't have a choice.
You really don't.
No.
So I don't know if it keeps him at Colorado.
Well, the buyout is not ridiculous.
It's $12 million this year, and then it goes down to all, like $3 million by 2029.
Yeah, 10, 6, 4, 3.
And he can retire as long as he doesn't unretire.
Yeah.
And there's no penalty.
So, and by the way, I was wrong this year. They had certainly a better record than I thought they would. I don't think he has a marquee win in 2 years. I think you can win 9 games with an elite quarterback and an elite receiver, playing in a bad conference or a very average conference. I think this year is going to be a crash back down to earth. I don't think they're going to be very good. And you may look and say, what the hell are we spending our money on? But I understand why they did it.
Would you have pissed him off if you go to him and say, hey, we need a prove it year out of you?
100%.
So you piss him off. You can't do that.
Can't do it.
So you just got to lock him up.
Yeah.
Look, I agree with most of the criticisms of him. That said, just pay the man.
Yeah.
He's got you relevant for the first time in however many years.
Yeah.
Just see what comes of it.
Yeah.
See it through.
And hopefully, you know, I don't even know with this. I don't know if you can keep him. If someone really came calling and wanted him, he knows there's a ceiling to what he's going to do at Colorado. There just is. And, you know, whether it was the Dallas Cowboy thing or whether it was an SEC job or whatever, I mean, he can say all he wants that he's, you know, he's here and he's, you know, building something. I don't know. I don't buy that. I do not think that Colorado is some sort of special place that he could never conceivably leave. I don't believe.
Well, it just got a lot more special for 10 million different reasons.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he's getting 10 million a year. He's top 5 highest paid coach in college football.
I still would ask for 10 million. If I'm Colorado, I'm like, can you please get on an airplane and go recruit? Like,
well, you know, the other thing too about this just came to my mind towards the end of our conversation here is that we always talk about this with quarterbacks. Lock them up early,
yeah.
And 3 years down the road, the deal looks like a good deal.
Sure.
this has the potential to be that.
Sure.
Because if he does anything over the next 3-4 years, you're going to look back and go, whoa, only $10 million a year?
But I guess my argument to that, and it goes back to you have no choice, but if he were to do something, he's not there. He's gone. Because someone big will come calling with really deep pockets and with all the resources and the NIL money. Colorado, or really any school in the Big 12, is not competitive. They're just not. They make, what, $33 million a year? And now with when the house settlement comes through and you have to pay players revenue sharing and all that, look, if you're not in the Big Ten or you're not in the SEC, you are about to become irrelevant in the world of college football moving forward. And Deion knows it. And if he does have success, if he in the next 2 years has a pop year at Colorado where they win 10 or 11 games, my man is gone.
All right. The other headline today is that a team bound for the playoffs in the NBA just axed its coach.
Whoops.
We'll get to that next on The Fan.